Bit of reggae.
Yeah. Whatever you want.
Bit of hip hop. Hip and or hop.
I like reggae, I think. I'm in a bit of a mood for... I don't really like reggae, but...
What, D&B?
Nah, I want it more chilled.
Like trance?
Chilled. Chill dogs.
No?
Reggae.
All right.
Welcome to the Absolute Peach Man.
The Reassist Show.
Is that racist? It's not racist, just doing an accent.
I've never understood why it sometimes is perceived as racist.
Mm.
Is it racist to try and do an accent and do it poorly?
Yeah.
Or just do the accent full stop is racist?
I don't know. Yeah, if you nail it, it's not racist.
I don't think that's true, though. Well, why is that fair?
Well, I don't know. Just because you're not good at accents doesn't mean you're racist.
Hmm. Here we are.
I've run out of pep juice for the aftertaste.
Make you a coffee?
AKA iced coffee.
That's make you a coffee, Joe. Come on, you need to bring your A game.
Well, I can't have another one, otherwise I ain't going to be snoozing
today. That's your limit, is it?
One of these small ones, yeah.
40. How much caffeine's in that? 35, 40 milligrams?
Nah, probably not that much.
That's about a coffee.
Yeah,
I reckon that's a double shot, isn't it? 40, 50?
Probably a normal one, isn't it? I don't know, it doesn't say.
Give it here, I bet it does.
Coffee, 3%, high caffeine content, 47 milligrams.
Oh, that was close.
What did you say, 50?
40 or 50.
No, bang on pretty much.
Yeah.
Is that just like a normal cup then? Normal shot, they say?
I guess, I don't know.
Shot, you want a double shot with that?
What kind of accent was that?
I don't know.
That was definitely racist.
Yeah, I think that was, yeah.
I've had a lot of trouble sleeping recently.
Of course.
I couldn't sleep the other night. What do you mean, of course?
Constantly haunted.
Yeah, the ghost.
By paranormal.
Standing over me.
Yeah. Ghosts, aliens, your own brain.
Yeah.
Whatever.
If you're listening to these shows out of order, in other words, if you haven't heard the latest show, episode 4, before this one, Joe was accusing me of being, what was the phrase he used? A little bit wrong.
Hmm. Well, I said I thought you
abnormal.
Might, you could potentially be an alien.
A maniac.
Or
an alien,
sorry. Outer space, yeah.
Which, fine, whatever. I'd always suspected as much, but, I thought maybe he'd be able to see past that, see the well-rounded, a bit mildly eccentric person I am.
But I think you'll get more eccentric as you get older.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because you don't often see... You see more old eccentric people than young
eccentric. I'm not eccentric. Eccentrics people are clever. The eccentric people are eccentric. See, that proves the point.
So why couldn't you sleep?
Well, probably because... Well, I don't know. I had a decaf coffee.
Right.
And I thought I'll be fine about 7,
yeah,
and I had a glass of wine,
right?
Red wine. Now, two things I do very rarely.
Why are you drinking
wine.
Coffee and wine together?
I had coffee a couple of hours before for dinner, and a glass of wine with dinner.
No, okay.
Or an hour or so before, yeah. And I rarely drink during the week, very rarely, and I don't ever drink coffee in the evenings.
No,
but I thought, you know what, I feel like rebel.
Yeah.
Rebel without a cause. Yeah.
Well, with a cause in this case.
Let's do something really reckless.
Yeah.
Some people do bungee jumps.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll have a decaf coffee.
I'm going to live on the edge tonight.
That's me.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll probably be fine, wouldn't I? And I asked my wife, because as I do for everything, I ask her approval. just to make sure that I'm not doing something stupid, which I've learned over the years is actually quite a useful safety net. Or I may not be here otherwise. And she thought it would be fine. After all, it's decaffeinated, right?
Yeah.
It was a single shot, so I treated myself. And I couldn't get a wink of sleep.
Why? But that must have just been in your head.
That's what I wonder.
Yeah. Psychosomatic.
Yeah, exactly that, yeah.
Wow. 90s references.
What does he actually say? So I know he says psychosomatic. What does he say in between? Because it sounds like he says attic.
My attic's insane. Yeah,
that's what comes up if
attic
you...
Attic insane, yeah.
Oh, addict.
Psychosomatic addict insane.
Lyric news.
Coffee addict. Caffeine addict. But it's probably what he's talking about.
And it was that horrible thing where, I don't know if you ever had this, but when you can't sleep, all you can hear, it's like it is the breathing of the other person.
Yeah.
And it's like it's cranked up.
Yeah.
It's like it's played through an amplifier and cranked up to the absolute max. So you can't hear anything but just the sound of their breathing.
Yeah.
And every nuance of their breathing, you can hear every every... I don't know how you would describe it, but every bit of air, every wave of air that passes through the nostril instead of through their mouth, you can detect. And it builds up this vision where in your mind, all you can see is this face with this gigantic mouth bearing down on you, just completely filling your ears, your entire like consciousness with the sound of breathing. And there's no chance of sleep.
No. And the worst thing is they're asleep.
They're loving it.
They're peaceful. They're completely
asleep. They're absolutely loving it. That is unbelievably selfish.
Yeah.
Because they're asleep and yet they're stopping you from being asleep, which is unreal.
It's worse if someone's snoring.
Well, I'm very lucky that my wife doesn't snore.
Yeah, no, I know, but... I mean,
good one.
Well, no, I've been with people. No, I didn't mean I know your wife.
That was pretty quick. Well, no,
that was unintended.
You didn't even mean to do it. That's probably one of your most witty things you've ever said.
Most of them are unintended. Yeah, but yeah, I've been in rooms. You know, if you're in a hostel or something, and someone's snoring, and you think you're keeping me awake with your noise, but you're asleep.
Yeah.
It's not like you're sat up talking because you want to be awake.
Yeah,
fine. If you want to be awake, you want to be awake.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah.
But you're asleep, like I want to be, but I can't sleep because of you.
Yeah, exactly.
So just go over, stab him in the side, and walk back.
Yeah.
Let the air out.
Leave the knife in.
Yeah.
So straight in the back. Open.
Yeah.
Wow. Went to a dark
quickly. Yeah, it
went to a dark place.
Yeah.
So I laid there and I thought, this isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
So I got up and went to the other room and got in a different bed.
Slap in the face.
And it was weird because... it was a bed I wasn't used to sleeping in. So that did me in for a bit.
Jeez.
And that was probably about 3:30.
Yeah.
Really annoying.
I remember when I was at university once.
Yeah.
And I lived in a student house, but everyone had gone home for the weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'd stayed up there. And so I was in the house on my own and I couldn't sleep. I don't know why. I was awake all night pretty much up till about, I think it was about 5 o'clock. It started getting light anyway. And I was still wide awake and I was absolutely knackered.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to sleep. And I thought, what can I do to make myself tired? So I went downstairs, put the news on. Because I thought news is quite boring. That might just watch that over and over. Watch the same stories over and over. It might put me to sleep. Didn't work. We had a big heater thing, cranked that up, got in my duvet as well, near the heater. So I thought, if I'm warm, that'll make me tired.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
So I thought, people who, like, when you have a beer or something, that makes sense. I went and got a beer.
No, that's the worst thing you could have done.
Really?
Yeah, because alcohol disrupts your sleep patterns.
Yeah, but it makes you sleepy as well, though, doesn't it?
It might make you fall asleep, but you've got a good chance of waking up again.
Well, I didn't care. I just wanted to sleep.
Oh.
So then I sat there drinking a beer with the heater.
Should have just bludgeoned yourself.
Yeah, that was my next option if this didn't work. Yeah, bludgeoning to death. but then I still sat there for about half an hour drinking this horrible beer, and then eventually I fell asleep.
Well, how is it that you're, because this is how I felt, so tired.
Yeah.
But you're not.
Your eyes are wide awake. Like it feels like your eyes are being pinned open more than they normally are.
So what part of you is tired?
Yeah.
What part of you isn't?
Because my body, I've just felt like I want to go to sleep.
It's weird though, isn't it?
Tired. My brain's tired, but it's not kind of thing. It's still active and my eyes are wide open.
Because if you were completely not tired, you could be like, oh, I'll just go and do some stuff.
Yeah, which I've done before. I wake up early and I'm like, oh, I should probably go back to sleep. But actually, no, I'm not tired. I'll just get up.
Yeah. Then whereas, you're just tired later.
Whereas other times, I'll wake up at the same time or a bit later.
Yeah.
And I can barely open my eyes.
Yeah.
I've had a full same amount of sleep.
Yeah.
But I can't get up. I'm just so tired.
Yeah.
Absolutely knackered.
Yeah.
And then I just want to stay in bed. But it's usually, if I wake up early, I don't have to get up. And if I wake up late, I have to get up. So it's a pain in the ass either way.
Mm.
And there's nothing I can do. Nothing you can do.
Sleep news.
I got some news watch for you.
Should I tell the end of my story or not?
You're telling your story, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it. If you want.
Basically, I laid there until I heard the birds singing.
Mm.
And I thought, this is not good. Like, that's the worst thing.
Yeah.
Because then you think, well, that's it.
It's no point.
I've done this through the whole night.
Yeah, too late.
Like, it can't be earlier than 4.
Mm.
So, game over, basically. Mm.
But
so
then
I went back to my own bed. Still didn't fall asleep for ages. Thought, what's the point in life?
And now here you are.
Here I am.
12 hours later, doing this.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, it wasn't last night, it was the night before.
All right. But that's the thing then, when you get up and you think everyone else has slept and I've got a day now where I have to act like I'm just normal like everyone else.
Yeah. That's me. That's my life constantly. Every morning I go through this ritual where I convince myself of that and my wife helps.
You just touch my leg.
Yeah.
No need for that.
You didn't pull back though,
well,
did you?
I looked to see what it was.
You didn't resist.
Thought there was something that needed its neck ring.
Quite
nice, down there.
Quite good quality.
Mm.
Debenham slippers as well, cushioning the
very
blow.
Very old man slippers.
Cushioning the blow. They are. Do you know what? I made the decision to go for back. I usually don't go for back slippers.
But for safety now, you go for back. We don't want to be slipping off.
What has happened? It's practical. Do you know what? Like it's look. One day you'll figure it out. There's no way out of that. What I was about to say without sounding like an old man.
That's it. The fact you made that conscious decision to buy backed slippers.
Yeah.
But I recently. I don't know if I mentioned this.
Oh,
yet.
Oh man.
But I recently realised. Yeah, that's it. I'm old. Because
you're not old though.
No, well,
you're 40s.
Wait,
early to late.
Hey, wait until you listen to this.
Okay.
You'll change your tune.
Right.
I walk to the gym. I've joined a new gym now, and it takes me about 20 minutes to walk to this new
gym. Beefcake gym.
No, just normal gym.
Beefcake boulangerie.
Just normal man's gym. And it takes me about 20 minutes to walk. But from where I live to the gym, there's kind of a couple of main roads. And at that time in the morning, quite busy, a lot of traffic, people walking to and from work, whatever.
Yeah.
So it annoys me because I just want a nice... peaceful
you
time.
You hate people as well.
Yeah, don't like people. Don't want to talk to anyone. Don't want to see anyone.
Yep.
Don't want noise.
Yep.
Just want quiet. So I spent a bit of time finding different routes to and from the gym from my house. And I've now found a lovely road that I love to walk down now. I actually enjoy walking down this road because it's really wide. Loads of space for parking cars, but it's never full of cars. There's just a few cars on there. Uh-huh. No one ever drives down there. Don't know if anyone doesn't know about it or whatever, but just a nice quiet road. Loads of trees, nice and peaceful. Hear the birds singing and stuff.
Yeah.
And
I've already told this story.
Have I?
Might have done, yeah.
I thought I had. How does it end?
How does it end?
Well, it's a nice road that I like walking down. And I realised the other day as I was walking down there, I thought, I was really enjoying it. And I thought, I wouldn't have done this five or 10 years ago. I would not have been walking down a road going, this is a nice road.
Nice road, this. It's a nice road. That's a weird thing to say anyway.
Well, no, it's not. Because it is a nice, you can have a nice anything, can't you?
I suppose so.
Don't have to be
I guess so.
Don't be, you know, don't slag off
no,
roads.
No, I think it's, well, I don't know. Yeah. I think there are people who would have made that observation earlier in life.
Yeah. But I think the next step on from that is then walking down the same road with my hands behind my back holding my hands behind my back as I walk
brown trousers with a perfect seam down the front a shirt you know like maybe some kind of checkered shirt or something quite you know quite cheap And then a jacket, maybe like a navy blue or a beige zip up jacket.
Yeah, yeah. Cotton.
With a little collar.
Yeah.
And maybe some sort of hat.
Yeah.
Probably flat cap, kind of farmer esque sort of flat cap.
Mm.
And Werther's originals in one pocket. Yeah. And like a mobile phone that you got in 2003 from your son or daughter in the other one.
Yeah. And as you're walking along, as you've got your hands behind your back, holding your hands behind your back, you walk along very slowly.
Yeah.
And occasionally you'll stop to sort of look at something, you know, a flower or something in a hedge, and you'll sort of lean forward, still with your hands clasped behind your back, just leaning and then just looking.
And you'll wonder, you'll ask yourself, is that Pyracanthus? Or is that... Yeah,
you can't think of any other flowers.
And you'll take a berry off and you put it in your pocket. You'll ask Mabel later, your wife, if indeed it is a pyracanthus or indeed not. And then you'll have that conversation. And then the end of that conversation will go something like this. Oh, yeah, it might be.
I'll see you tomorrow. We can dream. That's what we've got to look forward to.
And then you'll go to bed at 8:30 p.m.
Bit of a late one.
Yeah.
Make sure I get to bed early tomorrow.
Yeah.
7:30 on the dot. Yeah.
You'll watch Strictly. And then,
I do like a bit of Strictly.
Up in bed.
I like Strictly.
Of course you do.
Well, yeah, I like it. It's good.
How is it you watch Strictly and yet you're not watching any of the shows I'm recommending to you, which are brilliant?
You recommended one.
Recently.
I mean, I watched it a few hours ago.
Recently?
Yeah, I watched it.
Why are you watching Strictly?
Well, I don't watch it now, but I've watched it.
You're my favourite.
He's not on it anymore, is he?
Maybe he's the best. That's why I don't want to watch him anymore. I don't want to watch it anymore if he's not on it.
He's quite funny.
He's the best.
In this stupid
Don't you think that's quite a good impression of Bruce Forsyth?
Yeah, you're pretty good at impressions. I've said this a million times.
I'm sort of like the Rob Brydon.
You're very good at impressions. But don't do too many because it gets awkward and annoying. Do your Bruce Lee one again?
What should I say? Think of something that he would say on Strictly, and I'll say it.
Nice to see you. To see you now.
Nice to see you. I messed it up.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. To see you. Nice. You're my favourite.
That's your main one, isn't it? You're my favourite.
Well, that's what he says. He says, "Oh, it'd be very lovely." Don't worry. He tells some terrible joke.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he goes, "Don't worry though, because you're my favourite."
But he always tells a joke, and then no one laughs. And then when he sort of acknowledges that no one's laughed, that's when everyone laughs. So that's the punchline.
That's the joke.
Not the actual punchline. Yeah. It's. Yeah. Which
he's the joke.
Very clever.
Nice to see you. To see you. Now I've lost it again.
Do the hand movements and everything. That's brilliant.
What are you looking at?
I thought that was the moon. It's just the light reflecting in the window. Well, no, I thought it was the moon.
Do you remember when that?
Yeah.
Where that came from?
Yeah. Playing footy that
Joe
time.
Joe and I had this thing once. For years where he'd just make fun of me. Because I'd like flinched once.
Not just flinched. We were playing football.
Hold on. This is actually not the same story I was thinking. The origin story I'm thinking of is different.
Really?
But okay, let's tell yours.
Well, the one I remember is we were playing football, five-a-side football one day, and the ball was over sort of down the end of the pitch, and me and you were just sort of walking. We were stood at one end, not running after the ball or anything, just kind of stood looking.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I just see you sort of duck down, put your arms in the air and look up to the sky like something, like a bomb's about to drop on you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
What is going on?
Nothing there. And then ever since then, I think something, I said, what, did you think there was an albatross or something like that trying to attack you?
A huge
bird.
I think that's probably what it is. But there was another time, quite near that time, and it was me and you and someone else we knew called Jilbo.
Oh, yeah. Jilbo Baggins.
And we were walking back, I think, from a car park or something.
Mm.
And across this car park, this was back in Poole.
Right, yeah.
And across this car park, there was a barrier thing that came down.
Yeah.
And I think once we were walking underneath that, and it was raised up, and it was slightly coming down, and I think again, like,
it wasn't even coming down,
freaked
was it?
Out. Do you remember that?
I think you just saw it out of the corner. It wasn't even moving.
Yeah.
It was still just completely up, but you just kind of saw it out of the corner of your eye and went, oh,
I can't remember if that came first or the other one.
I'm sure it was the albatross thing before. But I did this the other day. This, you just reminded me. I was just walking along the road, and I had my sunglasses on.
Yeah.
And walking along and crossed this sort of side road, looked, no cars coming or anything, crossed the side road, and I must have just caught the frame of my glasses on my left-hand side at the corner of my eye. And because I was in the middle of the road, my brain just thought, it's a car. I sort of flinched and then realised, no, it's my sunglasses, which are on my head.
Yeah.
And looked around. Thankfully, nobody was looking. I just thought I must have looked like an absolute
You can't
weirdo.
Cover it either. You know that everyone around has seen you do that and laughed inside.
Because it was just... I mean, I'm thankful that I've seen you do it twice.
Yeah. I did it the other day as well. Fantastic. We were laying in bed. I was laying in bed next to my wife.
You thought an eagle would fly through the window.
I thought a condor was going...
Deadly condor circling above.
A pterodactyl was about to feast on me, swoop in and take me away.
Yeah.
No, but what happened was, I was laying there, my wife was next to me, and I thought I heard a wasp.
Of course.
And I absolutely, like, I almost did like a somersault in the bed. And it was just like her breathing, like through her nose. Like, so, you know, sometimes it makes a little like a rasping sound.
Yeah.
Just quite near my ear. Right. I was like, I thought it was like a wasp or a mosquito.
But that must have scared her as well.
Freaked. Yeah.
Yeah. Christ. But why? I mean, why are you that scared of wasps?
The thing is, Joe, when you're a man as trained in the martial arts as I am, you have to be ready for action at all times. So any stimuli... could set me off.
So you weren't sort of jumping out of fear. You were springing into action.
Protective instinct.
Ready for the kill.
Yeah, because if there was a wasp there, I would have caught it. Yeah, between
caught it in your
thumb
teeth,
and forefinger.
Just bitten it out of the air, bitten its head off mid-air. Yeah.
If you like.
Yeah, chewed it. And
go for that one.
Into your spittoon.
Go for that one if you want. Do you want to hear a news story?
Yeah, sure.
Nana News. Too much for today. Do it again.
I'll do it. Nana News Watch.
You got 20p, mate.
So we've got to keep up a certain level of professionalism.
Keep it professional. That way, keep up the quality.
This sounds like one of the sort of news stories that you'd have, Joe. Road closed because of dog driving a tractor. Nope, not joking. Traffic police stunned as sheepdog drives farmer's machine through fence and onto motorway. The News Watch.
You got 20p, mate.
Now, I've got a few things to take up. A few issues with this already.
Instantly annoyed.
This headline is not only unnecessarily long, but really quite confusing in its structure. Don't you agree?
What newspaper is this again?
I think it might be the Daily Mail.
Oh, right, fantastic.
Road closed because of dog driving a tractor. Nope, not joking. That's how they start the headline. Don't you find that very strange?
There's no need for the nope, not joking bit, is there?
No.
And why is it in quote marks?
There's
no
idea. Presumably it's a quote, but I don't know if you know how.
Well, yeah, but where from? Is that just... Work.
What?
You know, they could be saying, road closed by... You know, like it's not true.
Road?
Yeah. It's not
closed
true.
By... the bizarre incident happened on M74 near Abingdon in South Lanarkshire. Okay. Yeah. Sheepdog leaned on controls of tractor, taking it from a field onto the road. Incident caused tailbacks as police and the farmer recovered the vehicle. Don's owner, Tom Hamilton, was tending to a lamb when drama unfolded.
Again,
probably
needless.
Trying to wring its neck.
I imagine so, yeah. If it was in distress.
That's what Joe would do.
Definitely. I'll wring your neck in a minute.
but I am in agony of sorts.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind he's a dog, Don the Border Collie did a pretty good job yesterday of piloting a tractor across a motorway.
Did you pilot a tractor?
Nope. To be fair, however, this probably wasn't the first thought to strike rush hour drivers as they watched him crash through a fence and come hurtling towards them. Like a scene from Wallace and Gromit, the intrepid... He's not intrepid. Sheepdog was at the controls when he sent the farm utility vehicle down a steep bank, onto the busy carriageway and into the central reservation barrier.
Yeah, they've said this a million times.
And there he is, posing...
Crashed through a fence, down a steep bank. There's no need to have two paragraphs.
Don's owner, Tom Hamilton, was tending to a lamb when the sheepdog took control by nudging the controls. Didn't take control. didn't nudge. That suggests that he did it on purpose.
Took control by nudging the control.
Also, by looking at the general demeanour of the guy in the photo here, he doesn't look like he knows where he is or whether he's a dog. If questioned, I think there'll be some confusion as to whether he or the actual dog was the one behind the wheel at the time.
Confused old man takes control of tractor.
Claims it is dog.
Too frail to nudge controls.
Wow. Confused old man takes dog round the scruff of the neck and prods at controls with his wet nose.
This isn't a story.
Nope, not joking.
This isn't a story.
None of them are ever in stories. Any way. They're never stories. The tractor smashed through a fence before ending up on the road. Don was unhurt in the ordeal, but the incident caused major tailbacks. Despite considerable damage, Don escaped unhurt. That's a terrible way to write a sentence. Despite considerable damage, Don escaped unhurt. What do you mean? Is it just me or is that a terrible... It's ridiculous.
It's not the best.
It's but, ridiculous.
But it's just, it's meaningless.
But left scores of motorists wondering if they were imagining things. Traffic Scotland tweeted a bizarre warning that there may be hold-ups due to a dog taking control of a tractor, adding, nope, not joking. Appropriately, they couldn't resist the hashtag, may cause tailbacks.
It's not even funny.
Of course it isn't. No hashtags are ever funny. Look at his face. Observers and Twitter commentators. Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant. Let's all listen to Twitter commentators.
Joined the pun fun. By speculating, police investigating, so far no leads, or the inevitable, this is barking.
Oh, yeah.
And Twitter's full of that kind of thing.
Brilliant.
You'd
of
love
course it.
It
is.
Hey, you used to be on Twitter, didn't you?
I did used to
what
be,
happened?
Yeah. Just got bored
it was the
me.
Big social media, Joe big, yeah. Super social media push of late yeah. 2014.
Yeah, it was big, yeah. Big push.
Instagram,
hashtag,
Twitter.
This is big.
What
yeah.
happened?
Hashtag.
People were getting on board.
Yeah, were they?
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
I don't think they were.
The absolute Joe.
Yeah. He's big on Twitter, don't you know?
Everyone was like, yeah, just when's Joe going to
so
tweet
So many
again?
Followers. Look at all those followers.
You did retweet, actually, in April, to be fair. Mm,
there you go then, yeah.
But I replied to one of your tweets. You never came back.
Really?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
But, I mean, really? I just, it's just, it's a lot of effort, isn't it?
No.
Just updating stuff.
It's not at all.
Constantly
it's
updating.
Not, no, it's zero effort. Isn't
just
it?
Constantly, oh, look what I'm doing. Yeah. Like, please,
well,
like,
you're walking
love
down
me.
Roads with nothing to do. Just like, you're looking at roads.
Love everything. Please like what I'm doing.
You have so much time.
Please, my life, just make it happen. Please, I don't know what to do. Mm. I have no purpose. Just please like me. Mm. Like my photos.
Yeah,
like.
Retweet.
Tweet, please.
Favourite
my tweets. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The incident, we know where the incident happened, you already said that. Yeah, sheep farmer Tom yeah. Hamilton was travelling across a field in the John Deere Gator farm vehicle with his companion in the passenger seat during their morning rounds. What? Oh, moments after he got out of the vehicle, it took off with Don at the wheel.
So basically, now, the okay. old... The old farmer.
Codger.
Yeah, the old codger. Was in the van, got out, yeah. accidentally left it going.
Off. You
yeah.
left the brake off.
It rolled down a hill with the dog. The dog just happened to be inside.
Dog was terrified.
The dog didn't take the controls.
He did.
And pilot.
No, he did.
And pilots the tractor.
He did. He expertly piloted it.
No, he didn't. He
yeah.
did nothing.
At least he did, yeah.
He was just in it. Just sat there going, oh,
he yeah. saw there was a road. He thought, yeah. Now's my chance. I could go on an adventure. We've all seen The Neverending Journey, or whatever you call it. What's that film called? Where the animals find their way home? You know the one.
What?
You know.
Never
ending. Incredible
what?
Journey.
What?
You know, where the
never
animals go
of
off
it.
And they...
Never
it.
Heard of
Get
it.
It. Doesn't matter. I think he left the handbrake on. Because I don't think a tractor like that is not going to be able to be moved by a dog.
No, of course not.
Accidentally.
Dog.
You shouldn't be able to move it accidentally, is what I'm saying.
Mm.
There's going to be some kind of a lock.
Yeah.
Which he failed to put on.
Well, normally it's you press a button and pull it or push it down, whatever.
I don't know much about tractors.
Well, no, just
did
a handbrake.
Did you grow up on a tractor?
Just a handbrake, any old handbrake.
Did
any
you grow
handbrake.
Up in, on a farm
any...
in Bradford,
no.
Yes.
We did used to have a tractor in the garden.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you?
Just an old tractor.
Was
yeah.
it piloted by a dog?
Never piloted by a dog, no.
Seems like a waste, really.
Well, yeah, it could have been.
It's never shot out of a field and crashed down a bank.
No, causing tailbacks. That would be barking mad.
Look at this as well. They've put a red arrow on the road just so you can see exactly where it joined the M4.
May or may not be true.
Yeah. Who's that aimed at?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, brilliant. Where it was.
I'm going to drive down there and just pull over and just have a look. I'd just like to see where he piloted it to, generally. Moments after we got out of the vehicle, it took off with Don at the wheel. Safely back at nearby Kirkton Farm yesterday with Don at his side, Mr. Hamilton explained, I was sorting out one of the lambs, who was driving the truck at the time, and hadn't put the brake on.
There we go.
When I turned around, I saw it racing towards the motorway. I ran after it, but I couldn't catch up.
Of course he could. It was going 3 miles an hour. Come back. Oh, no.
I'd probably be fine. Yeah, cool. So, remarkably, drivers managed to avoid the runaway vehicle, which was travelling at 3 miles an hour, before it came to a crashing halt, and none was hurt.
It's a very non-story, isn't it?
None?
Non-story.
None was hurt. Yeah. Nor did the black and white border collie. A breed noted for its intelligence and obedience, panic awfully in terror. I'd say it probably was panicking. Well, one of two things. It was either very frightened and you've got no idea of knowing whether it was or not, or it was like, don't care. I'm not doing anything anyway. It's just moving. And it couldn't flee. It was in a presumably trapped in a moving vehicle. He didn't even bark, Mr. Hamilton said.
It couldn't care less because petrified. Nothing happened. It was going 1 mile an hour, like it normally does.
Yes, I think that's the case. Yeah. It's not like he's like, oh, flipping heck. Like, oh, the person who's normally pilots this vehicle isn't here. Now it's all down to me. Yeah. I'm not trained for this.
Yeah, the trained fighter pilot who's normally here by my side.
Police said Don has set the vehicle in motion by inadvertently leaning on the controls. Mm. So far, people seem to find it amusing. But I think Don's driving days are over.
Better believe it. Oh, yeah. They're definitely over.
Meanwhile, Elizabeth Banks adds a sultry touch to ladylike dress as she reveals slender legs in sheer skirt at pitch-perfect 2 screening. Blonde bombshell.
There was one about a little bit higher up about Jeremy Clarkson. They've tried to make him sound as like horrible and monstrous as they can.
Yeah.
By doing nothing.
Jeremy Clarkson balances a cigarette in his mouth but fails to raise a smile as he climbs into his lurid green Lamborghini. No what? Missing him is
what
that?
A beast.
Oh, I'd be sickened to the core if I was in that Lamborghini. Which I definitely could be if I wanted to, but I don't.
How dare he? Lurid. What a word to use. He's just basically just that's a basically he got into his car and drove off. That's it. And they've just tried to make it. It makes me think of that Simpsons episode with Groundskeeper Willie.
Yeah.
Where they're trying to be Rowdy Roddy Peeper. And they put all the music onto it and edit it. So he looks creepy. All he's done is come out, get into his car and drive off. And they've done a story about how...
The outspoken car fanatic balanced a cigarette in his mouth while cutting a decidedly grumpy figure. He's like in his 50s.
And he is grumpy.
And he's
always
well,
like that.
Yes, true. But that's what your face looks like. Yeah. What do you expect? Yeah. I mean, why would he be like jumping for joy?
Yeah. He's got idiots camped out his house taking photos of him.
The Axe Top Gear presenter had parked the car on double yellow lines in London while checking out another supercar, a black Ferrari, nearby. He probably touches children.
May or may not be true.
If the wow. male's to be male or male not be true. Joe, we've got time for one more of your topics du jour.
Topics du jour, you say? Okay. I've got something you might like.
Go on.
The news watch.
Don't say it like that.
What?
I've got something you might like.
Oh, I got something you might like.
What is it? News again?
Yeah.
The news watch. Splashdown.
Boyhood pals to marry each other after one underwent transition to become a woman.
Boyhood pals
to marry each other after one underwent transition to become a woman.
To become took woman.
Faye Purdom, 27.
Please don't do it. It's weird that you should know how to do that accent, and yet it still sounds a bit like unnatural.
It is unnatural. Oh. I haven't done it for years.
Yeah, but you I should just do it. It's for like you. Riding a bike, isn't it?
Not really. And I'm not good at accents. Not even my own accent.
It's like riding took back.
You can't just stick tut in there and expect it to be accent.
That's
not how it works.
Yes, it is exactly how it works.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a story of two boys,
right.
Young boys, who then grew up
like us.
Yes. Best friends.
Yeah.
In their younger days.
Yeah.
And then one of them.
This could be us.
One of them thought, you know what? I'm a woman trapped in a man's body. I'm going to get that surgery.
Right.
To make myself into a woman.
Okay. At what age?
27.
So they're, okay. All I meant was, are they like grown ups or did they decide that?
No, 27.
Young.
Oh. And then. Once she'd got the surgery, the other one,
when he got the surgery.
He got the surgery to become, turned into a woman.
Yeah.
Her.
Still a man, though.
Well, don't know.
Well,
depends if you've had the.
Must be, though.
Depends if you've had the.
Still a man, though, aren't you?
Snippity snip.
Don't you think?
Where does
still
one
got end, male, does, like, biology, like testosterone inside, and all that stuff?
Well, no, they
chemical do, makeup is
well, no,
is
they,
male.
They give you all the estrogen and stuff,
do
don't
they? You think there still must be characteristics of a male, though, there?
I don't know, because they give you all the female hormones, don't
but
they?
But your whole, well, oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't. I mean, I mean, contrary to popular opinion, I'm no scientist.
Well, no. I think that. Well, I'm surprised to hear that, to be honest. But I don't not believe
it. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
So he got the surgery.
Okay.
Turned into a woman, all the hormones, everything.
All right.
Grew his hair.
Interesting. You know,
and then. Is her mate when?
Hang on a sec.
Yeah, I know we're friends. I know we've been friends for a long time, but
it's Baldrick in a dress.
I'm just starting to see you in another light.
Oh, what a curious aroma! What an interesting perfume. Blackadder references.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't think not many of the listeners will know that.
You should know, because Blackadder's amazing.
It is a classic.
Sorry, carry on, Joe.
Much better than this old crap.
My apologies.
Two childhood friends who spent their time as boys playing football and PlayStation together are set to get married after one had a sex change operation.
Wow.
Faye Purdom and Christopher Dodd from Middlesbrough were inseparable during their boyhood years when Faye was called Kevin.
Right.
The pair lost touch in their teenage years as Faye began taking gender reassignment hormones and later went under the knife to complete the transition. So it's all done and dusted. No going back after that, is there?
But the thing is, okay, right.
But when the pair were reunited at Christopher's 21st birthday party, he realised he was attracted to his childhood pal and they soon started dating.
Right, here's my question.
That would be weird.
Here's my first question. Don't you think it's interesting that, okay, let me rephrase it. Do you think that attraction may have been there on some level?
Yeah, it must have been.
Previously.
It must have been, yeah.
And isn't that interesting that, and I wonder whether had they not gone down that route, that person who had gender reassignment, if they ever would have expressed that, or whether it was like a thing where it's just below the level where you would call it like attraction. It's like a real fondness. Like sometimes you can be really 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 close friends and you think almost think you'd do anything for someone, and if you were close enough and your lips brushed, who knows what that is.
If you spend enough
could
time
it be
in a small room together.
What I'm trying to say, Joe,
in the daylight fade,
in a roundabout way. No, but do you know what I mean, though? That maybe that was always there, but would it have ever crossed that threshold if she hadn't gone and changed to, and then he'd gone, oh, I can't tell you how relieved I am you decided to do that. That is fantastic. Mm. That is just absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we can
this
now.
This is perfect.
Yeah, now I can do
all those
things.
Because it was going to be squawkers out.
Yeah, I didn't want. I kind of thought I can't really.
I came
really
this close to saying, you know, to saying something.
But now it's fine. Now I can just.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have to worry. I can just go. Yeah.
What do you mean? You're a woman. What do you mean? What, you liked me when I was a. When I was a man, gay.
You're not who I thought you were. This is over. So yeah, basically getting married. They're hooked up, and now they're
expecting a baby.
Now they're getting married. Yeah, they could adopt.
They could. And why shouldn't they?
Yeah, I think, you know, fair enough. If people, I think people.
How is that not awkward?
I guess it's just. I guess it's not traditional, but
is it just the same as if you grew up with a girl as your mate?
Mm.
I've got a mate who grew up and the woman he's with now, who he would say is the woman of his dreams and blah, blah, blah. He might not say
blah,
that.
Blah, blah.
He might not say that. He might say blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That she was always around, like in a circle of friends ever since childhood.
Yeah.
And he said to me that he always thought he'd end up with her.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
But they were just friends at the time.
Yeah.
And I bet there's loads of couples who did that.
Mm.
But they did not. The things that happened to this couple didn't happen. They just grew up and then they realized that they loved each other and then that was that.
Mm.
But so is it any different to that? Or,
no, same thing, I guess, isn't it? It's
just, but so I don't know. I think it's very complicated.
Well, yeah, it's more complicated, yeah, than it? Just the traditional.
Because maybe they were just really good mates.
Yeah.
But, that's what I really would love to know. Would they ever have gone through with it?
Yeah.
Had she not changed into a woman?
Yeah, if it wasn't. Yeah. Guess we'll never know.
And that, I think that just tells you how complicated human beings are, really.
Yeah.
That you can be that, you know, attracted to a person, but it takes that physical change to happen. I don't know. I'd say that based on what I know of love, which is only my own personal experience, after a while it becomes about like the person, their character, and that's the thing that you really appreciate the most.
Yeah.
And the rest of it is just kind of is what it is to a certain extent.
Yeah. You still need an attraction.
You do. Obviously. Of course you have to have that, but that's not the thing which binds you.
No.
I don't find that the thing that's...
No.
And maybe because the more you spend with someone, the more you find out about them. But I wondered, because they knew each other so long, that they kind of did love each other. But maybe initially in a mate's way.
Yeah. But they had that connection of...
Because they had
closeness
that,
and, you know,
they were
mentally,
more open later,
Yeah.
So they did it the other way around.
Yeah. And then...
Rather than the initial way we normally do things, which is like, oh, she looks pretty nice or whatever. And then you get to know them.
Yeah.
They already loved each other, but they weren't attracted.
No. But then got the snip and then went, actually.
Yeah.
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 Here we go.
Yeah. And it doesn't look too mutilated, so
just sand that down a bit.
Sand it down. Oh, that's hideous. Got a bit deep there for a second.
Deep love. We've never touched on love before, have we?
Rarely.
Don't think. Not really.
Rarely.
No. Normally go the other way. Hate and death.
I like to think we can talk about on any topic, really.
Yeah, of course. That's what we do. Especially on the aftertastes.
Yeah.
Literally talk about anything.
I forgot it was an aftertaste.
Did you?
It's just kind of a bit lost, really.
Yeah.
Just lost floating.
Lost in the moment.
In the moment, in the conversation, really.
Yeah.
Thanks
for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a part of the Peach.
Yeah, thanks a lot for subscribing.
Mm.
Thanks to those people who have joined us most recently. We appreciate your support.
We do indeed.
Tell your friends about us. Feel free to post about us. Because, let's face it, no one else is going to, are they?
I wouldn't have thought so.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
But I hate the show.
But you can. You can make the difference.
Okay.